Hey everybody, welcome to Dance Moms After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we're going to be talking about dancing in water, dancing with blood, dancing in straitjackets, and it makes so much sense because JoJo is back. Let's get to it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everybody, welcome back to our Dance Moms After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Brianna Phipps, and I am not alone here. We have, she is quite the underdog lover. She's a Hannah supporter. It is Sarah Durham.
Hi guys, it's awesome to be here. I am the underdog supporter.
Tamara is out this week, but she will be back. And unfortunately, Tony is no longer able to be on the panel. His schedule just wouldn't allow it, but maybe he'll be able to get back in here for some guest spots. We'll have to look forward to that later on. But let's talk about this episode and what we thought. What was your overall thoughts of this episode? Were you happy about the episode? Did you like the dances? Were you kind of like, oh, I could have used a little more?
Yeah, I really loved Lily's dance. I thought that it was amazing. I was not as huge of a fan of Eliana's dance. I'm not gonna lie. The water dance kind of scared me a little bit. Yeah, I really questioned Abby on that.
She does come up with some random dances at times, but they always come out beautifully. And we're going to get into all of those dances a little bit later in the episode. I personally, like, I really loved the dancing in the episode, but I am a little bit over the Stacey Yolanda drama. I feel like we're just dragging this thing out over and over again. So that got a little old for me pretty fast. But like I said, guys, we're going to talk all about these dances. We're going to talk about this drama between these two moms. We're going to talk about Brady being back and what that's going to do with the team. We also have some amazing news and gossip for you later on and our Diva Moment segment, where we're going to let you know what the biggest diva of the episode was. So let's talk first about these dances. So we had our pyramid, you know, and we found, you know, we got the praise from Abby over the fact that they finally got their win again and that they could do this without Brady. They could do it without, and now I'm blanking on the name of the girl that left. But Yolanda's kind of taking all the credit.
She is, and she's saying that they're only winning because her daughter's back, and I just don't think that that's the case. I don't think that her daughter's really brought that much to the table in terms of teamwork, for sure. And obviously the Stacey Yolanda drama that's going on is hurting the kids, in my opinion. And I just really wonder if the team would be better off without Yolanda,
I mean, that's going to be the big question, I think, moving forward, but yeah, she's taking all this, and this is where we kind of start to see the drama unfold, and we'll get into all of Stacey and Yolanda in just a moment, but I really want to talk about the fact that Abby brings Brady in, and she also is like, you know what, we're bringing JoJo in, not to be on the team, but in spirit and in person, to help coach you guys, but also you're going to do her dances, and I was wondering, is the JoJo episode that we're getting because JoJo's just so popular right now? Is it because she's the only original girl that's willing to come back to the show? I don't know. What were your thoughts on JoJo coming in and kind of all the dances being inspired by old dances she had done?
To me, it kind of seems like a reach on Abby's part. I think that they might be, you know, really trying to bump up the show with ratings and everything like that. And I think that JoJo's fan base certainly gives them like that extra boost that they need. I mean, even Abby mentioned it throughout the episode, like how many fans were there for JoJo and all of that. And yeah, I think that it was kind of a reach a little bit, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think bringing Brady back was a bit of that as well.
Yeah. Like I really enjoyed seeing JoJo. I love, you know, she has so much character to her and her bows, and she's always very true to who she is. She's never once faltered from that. And she is doing really great things. You know, she has her tour that's going on, I believe, right now. She did that whole, she babysat Kim Kardashian's daughter. But yeah, it was, it did feel a little bit like forced, like, okay, we don't know what else to do right now. Let's bring in another factor and let's bring Brady back because we have nothing else to do right now.
Exactly. And the other thing about JoJo being back, all of that said, is I thought she had one of the most positive, like wonderful energies, like of anyone there. Yes. Like that vibe was awesome. But yeah, I agree with you.
I did love that she was like, oh, it's so nice to be on this side of it. When you come back, you're not scared of Abby anymore.
I laughed out loud at that section. I was like, you let her know, girl.
But we get the fact that Ileana and Liliana are going to have solos this week, both based on a JoJo dance. Liliana is straight up, where she is going to be dancing completely in a straight jacket. And Iliana is Carrie, so she will have a knife and be covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
So each of them have a different kind of hurdle to overcome.
Right.
And this just, again, pits the moms against each other even more so. Let's get into these moms. Okay, so Yolanda right from the get-go
is like, oh.
Like we said at the beginning, she was like, this is my daughter's the reason you guys won. Without her, you guys wouldn't be as good. But then right away, she's kind of like taken aback by Liliana's solo and gets really upset that everyone's talking about Liliana during the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the jealousy is very apparent.
Yeah, and it's almost like she came in expecting Eliana to, you know, be exactly where she was when she left before. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's a problem with anybody that comes back to this team, is that they kind of feel privileged and they think that they are entitled
mm-hmm.
to things because they're like, oh, well, we've worked with Abby before. You're just the new people.
Exactly.
It's that attitude. And we saw it with Stacey and Liliana mm-hmm. in the very beginning, and now we're seeing it with Yolanda. Not so much with Iliana. I don't see her as much of a diva, but her mom definitely.
Her mom is, like, enough for both of them, for sure. Yeah, it is interesting that you mentioned that, because we definitely saw that with Stacey early in the beginning. That same sense of entitlement, and it's things are now working out for them, and so she's getting a little bit quieter besides her spats with Yolanda.
Well, very quickly, the strangulation comes up again. The famous strangulation that Yolanda did to Stacey. Which I feel like we've talked about, I guess it's been, what, 2 or 3 weeks that Yolanda's been back? But
it was the name of one of the dances,
yes,
right?
Yes, and we had the court. It's just the entire being of this show for the past couple episodes has been this strangulation and not being able to get over it. What do you think? Because often on the show, we see the moms acting a lot more like the children mm-hmm. than the children, and the children acting a little bit more mature. So what do you think specifically about this? Do they need to let this go and just move on, or is this something that Stacey has a right to still be upset about?
I think that the moms, for the sake of the kids, it's kind of like they said in this episode, that the moms need to bury the hatchet, so to speak, and move on, because it's starting to affect the kids, and we saw that last week in their dances and everything like that. So yeah, I think these moms need to move on and, you know, let the past be the past and let their kids move forward and grow.
Well, the funny part of it for me is that, how long has this show been on? This is season 8. And how many times have we seen Abby just persecute children for what their parents have done?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you guys haven't learned at all that you just need to zip it, be thankful, be grateful. And, you know, through all the faults of whatever you think of Abby, she does create great dancers.
Yeah.
We've seen this. We've seen so many, like Maddie and Mackenzie going off, you know, and I know maybe it's not the best way to go across it, but if you're putting your kids in this position, so you obviously know that this is how Abby is.
Mm-hmm.
So either, I don't know, either kind of like sit back and like be there or leave.
Yeah.
Because you have that option. You can leave.
Totally. And people have. I think it's really interesting that all of this is happening right now, later on in the season, when at the beginning of the season, we saw this happen, like, almost immediately with Giannina. You know what I mean? And then her mom learned the lesson. Her mom had her, you know, do the dances that Abby said she needed to do eventually after a couple of times of messing up. And now Giannina is doing fine. You know what I mean? It's just interesting that these moms aren't learning. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I mean, it does make for better television to have them be at each other's throats. But I do feel bad when it gets to the point where the kids are overhearing it and when the parents are bashing the children.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not cool.
Yeah, like, that's how Yolanda started in this episode.
Yeah, like, have your beef with each other, but leave the kids out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't... One, you're an adult. Like... Not okay for you to be yelling at a little child, especially when that's not yours. And two, they already have so much to focus on and so much to deal with. Like, they don't need this. And we've seen this in past episodes. We've seen it in past seasons affect the kids when the parents can't get along. Especially because sometimes they're friends with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sad to see for me that these kids just have to deal with this. That they have to deal with their moms being a little psycho. much like both of their daughters' dances this week.
I agree. I'm sorry, just to piggyback off of that. I think that if the moms have like all of these opinions and feel the need to say everything that they do to their kids, they should be the ones out there dancing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at a certain point.
And, you know, besides Yolanda and Stacey, we didn't really have drama from other moms this episode. There was really no other storyline. The main storyline was, guys, get over it.
Yeah.
Or get out.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how I feel. Get over it. Get out. Choose one or the other, but let's stop all this right now because I'm done with the storyline.
I agree, yeah.
But something we are not done with here at AfterBuzz TV is you, the fans, and we are so thankful for you that you come back every week, that you watch us, that you support us, that you help us do what we love. You help us become the ESPN of TV talk, and to do even more for us, which we would be so grateful for, is just a small amount. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube if you're watching there. Leave a comment. Tell us what you thought of the episode, what you thought of us. We love to hear from you. If you're on iTunes, give us that 5 stars. There's nothing else available. I don't think the 4, 3, 2, 1 really works. Just don't even bother with them. Just the 5. And also leave a comment there. We love support from you guys, and we want to support you however you're listening to us or watching us. So check it out, and we will get back to you in the comments. Thank you guys so much. Something else that we love and that we support are these dancers. And let's get into these dances that we saw. So let's start with Liliana. So she had the straighten up with a straight jacket. And she has to do this entire dance without her arms.
Oh, I would have fallen. Like, I watched her do, I think it was the initial stand up on, like, the first time she stood up. And I just thought she was going to wipe out. I saw her wavering in the rehearsals and just thought there's no way that she's going to be able to do this in competition. And then she did rolls without arms and all of this insane stuff. And I was just blown away.
Yeah, I thought she did an amazing job. I thought this was such an amazing dance. It showcased her so well. She acted really well in it, too. Like, her movements and her facial features were just embodiment of somebody that has lost it. Yeah. Just not having your arms and being...
I can't imagine.
Like, I just felt bad for her face a little bit because of some of those roles. But, no, I thought she did a great job, and I really enjoyed this dance overall. I think she definitely deserved the place. We'll get to the awards in a second, but the place that she got. It is a little hard for me to be like, they deserve the awards. Like, they deserve the awards based on what I've seen.
Yeah.
But, obviously, we haven't seen any of the other team's dancers.
Right.
And then our second dance is Ileana for solos, and she is doing carry, so the JoJo pours all the blood on her, and she has this knife that she's wielding around. What do you think of Ileana's dance?
My first thought, actually, when the blood got poured on her was, oh my god, is she going to be able to see? Like, because it went straight into her eyes, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is really dangerous. But then they cleared it away, and it was all good. I thought her dance was really good. It was really pretty. She did a great job with what she had, but I would kind of agree with, maybe not quite as harshly as Abby said, there was nothing super special about it. Like, it was good, and I think it deserved the place that it got, especially compared to Lily's dance, you know what I mean? It was just, there was no comparison, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it was still a beautiful dance. She did a great job. She looked great. Her acting was amazing, but it wasn't quite to the caliber of Lily's, so I understand why Lily would win over that. I'm trying to remember. It was such a long time ago that, like, not such a long time ago, I guess, but it was a while ago that Ileana was on the show. I'm trying to recall what her dancing was to then and now. I would have loved, like, a throwback.
Shot of her dancing, because Abby kept making that comparison throughout the show, too, and I wonder if that's more for, you know, the conflict of the show, or if it's, you know, if it's actually true. It would have been nice as an audience member to see that.
Yes. But she did a beautiful job for what she did. And again, maybe it is still, I have to go back and watch, maybe it is still to the same level that she was at years ago. If that is true, that is something to be concerned about, because you should know, you should be growing as a dancer. And as you get older, you're expected to do more. You're expected to have more, little twists and turns to your movements and be able to just kind of blow us away even more. And so if you're not progressing, that is an issue, and we do need to address it. And you do need, and not, you know, maybe Abby says it in a little harsher of a way, like you said, but it is something that she needs to work on if that's the case.
Definitely.
And then we have our group number, mm-hmm. Bermuda Triangle, where we have Brady and he's being the lead, and we are dancing in water.
Yes. Oh, I have a lot of thoughts about that particular dance. My first one was water. That's really scary for a dancer, especially, mm-hmm. Just because it is so easy to fall and get seriously injured, which was obviously one of the mom's huge concerns throughout the whole thing. It was honestly more stressful to watch the moms dance or to watch the moms watch the dance. The other thing that I noticed about it was Brady was the lead again, and she brought him in for, you know, the week. And I think that after all the preaching she did about being a team and not relying on Brady, it kind of just seemed to go right back to what she'd been doing before. So I as a mom, I would have been frustrated, and as a dancer as well in the company, like I would have been very frustrated by that.
And that's something we didn't quite touch upon, but the fact that Brady is back, that his mom Stacy also has an issue. Stacy seems to have an issue with a lot of moms.
Yeah. It's a trend.
But, you know, Abby does this. Abby picks somebody that is a little bit of her favorite, and she sometimes has multiple favorites, but that person usually gets the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of life.
Yeah. It's true. It's not always fair.
And I thought that the kids did a great job with what they were given. I think we came off two huge dances back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And while the one dance didn't win and the other one did, they were so moving, and to have it just be in this like little water pool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how I would have rather them done it, but almost like just pretend. I think the water just wasn't what Abby had envisioned it being.
Yeah.
I think that they could have focused more on the dance movements had they not been focusing on the water.
Right.
And they could have done way cooler tricks. And they could have almost made it seem like they were in water without having... Like, sometimes keeping some stuff to the imagination does help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was a little too on the nose of, we're putting you in water pools, and now we have to take a step back on what you're doing because you physically can't do certain things.
Right.
So I wasn't 100% on top board with the dance. I thought it was beautiful for what they had, and I thought the kids did a great job for what they had, but mm-hmm. I thought it could have been better.
I agree. Yeah, the dance definitely... While the water was, like, a safety concern and all of that, it very much became about, like, the gimmick on stage rather than the dancers and focusing on what they were doing. I'm sure everyone in the audience was more afraid that they were going to fall or, like, focusing on the water splashing around than, you know, what the dancers were actually doing. Which, after such heavily emotional pieces before it, yeah, it was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I think it is just one of those things that these kids are so talented, and because Abby is so intense with what she does and with how much she expects, she almost makes us expect that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little unfair to be... That's why I want to make it clear that the kids did a great job.
Yeah.
But I just think that the choreography couldn't be to what the normal choreography of Abby Lee Miller is
mm-hmm.
with this dance.
For sure. Yeah.
But we got the first place for Liliana solo. We got the third place for Ileana solo. And we got fourth place for the dance. Now, again, we haven't seen any of the other dances that are going up against any of these dances, so we can't make 100% accurate depiction of where we think these people should have placed.
Mm-hmm.
But based on just, I guess, the solos, do you think those were fair placements?
I think that they were definitely fair placements. Yeah, I think Liliana definitely deserved to win. Hands down.
And she got a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
Only the third time in ALDC history for that to happen. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think she deserved it all. It was a incredible performance for her, and it was also really nice to see her have that, not comeback, but kind of build up to that moment, because she's, you know, struggled earlier on in the season. So that was very nice to see.
And Alyssa B. in our chat just said, I just watched it. I was impressed. We also have a bunch of you guys in the chat. Thank you for joining us. We have Cheyenne Faith, Curtis Panda Smith, and Debbie Brossard. We love having you guys keep chatting along with us. Keep letting us know your thoughts. We love having more panelists on our panel.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, I just always feel so bad for these kids when they don't get the first place, because you just see their faces drop.
And then you hear them crying in the bathroom after see it happen. And it's like they're crying over second place, which is still amazing, especially in a competition.
Well, third place in this case. But you still you still placed.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of people that don't place. But there is such a huge weight put on these kids' shoulders to get first. And if, obviously, if there are two people competing in the same division, the same category, one is not going to get first.
Right.
So I do feel that when one gets first and one gets second, Abby shouldn't be as hard on that because someone had to lose.
Right, exactly.
So, but, I mean, third, it seems that the judges also weren't super impressed then with Ileana's dance, and maybe she does need to up her game. But, you know, one thing in this industry, you know, we're in the entertainment industry, you're an actress, I act as well, and dance is much like that. There's a lot of harsh people. There's a lot of people that are like Abby. There's a lot of people that don't sugarcoat anything for you, and if you can't take it, it's not going to be the right industry for you. So you can't just run to the bathroom and be crying every time you get a harsh crit. And Abby's done so much worse critiques than that.
Yeah,
that wasn't even a harsh critique coming from Abby. That was just like, you got to up your game, but your acting was great and you looked beautiful.
Yeah,
that was actually pretty nice coming from Abby. Was it as nice as what Liliana got? No, but Liliana got a perfect score. What do you
well, you can't do any better than that.
Yeah, you can't. And obviously Abby was let down by the dance. But that kind of got overshadowed with Ileana running out and crying. Right. So,
and another interesting thing that Yolanda said in that moment was, I don't know if this is the right place for my daughter. And maybe she's right, you know?
I mean, and that's a choice you have to make as a mom. I keep saying that over and over on the show. When as I watch it, I say to my friends that either watch or don't watch, but they kind of know. It's like you as a parent are choosing, you know, to put your child in this environment, and you have the choice to also take them out. You're still their parent. Well, you maybe the kid wants to stay, maybe the kid doesn't want to stay, but you can't put them in the environment and then be upset with the outcome of the environment.
Right. They willingly chose it.
And you know, if that's the choice you make, I think that's the choice you make, and that's totally fine. If your kid needs to have a different environment and be in there, that's totally fine. But it just seems like every week either her or her mom are in the bathroom crying.
Yeah.
Last week it was her mom, and then she's going to comfort her mom, and it's... Which I have other thoughts about. But, yeah, I just don't know. It's sad, and it's hard, and I don't agree with Abby a lot of the times with how she says things or how she reacts to certain things, but it's at this point, like, maybe in the first seasons that you could feel bad, but it's, like, at this point, like, everybody and their mom knows how Abby is.
Yeah.
It's like she says it all the time. She said it today. She said, she's like, you did this to my life. She's like,
yeah, you knew what you were getting into. I mean, you knew this.
You knew
yeah.
that. Like, at this point, we know. Like, and if you're going to act like you didn't know, do some research. Watch the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. And then I feel kind of harsh saying that, but it's true. And if you don't want to be in it, don't be in it.
Exactly.
And, you know, like, Abby is a very, like, nice person. I know a lot of people that have met her. And she just is a little tough when it comes to these dances, but she's tough because she has to be.
Right. I mean, she's working at such a high level that you have to be, you know, that harsh and not sugarcoat.
Well, yeah,
things.
And I mean, it's the pressure of the industry, and it's also the pressure that she's on a reality TV show.
Right.
You know, being just a sweet dance instructor doesn't necessarily sell the show. People tune in to watch the drama, so.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, do we think Ileana will get a... It's a little prediction-y, but let's just jump there for a second. Do we think Ileana is going to just stick it out and stay with it?
I think there's a good chance that she won't. But that is just me. There's also a chance that she'll kind of go through the same path that Lily did at the beginning of the season. And she may come out stronger in the end. I think that's also a possibility, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see on that. And that's kind of where we left off the episode. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so. My main things were Stacey and Yolanda. I don't know if we're to diva moment yet.
We're going to be going into there, so let's just get into it. We're going to go into our diva moment of the episode, where we're going to tell you guys what we thought the biggest diva moment of the episode was, and you guys can let us know in the live chat or in the comments, if you're not watching live, what you thought it was. So what is your diva moment, Sarah?
My diva moment was when Brady came back, and Trisha, his mom, basically told everyone off when she walked in. I just like started, like went at it with everyone immediately. I was just like, you're back, be happy, like be grateful. Now Brady can do his thing. And
she went and took her sunglasses off.
She kept the sunglasses on the whole time too. It was just like the most diva thing you could do, in my opinion. It was really funny.
Okay, mine's a little bit of a diva moment just because it's partially and partially not, but I'll explain why. So Abby has this chair that she is in because of her surgery and her cancer. And she just does the funniest things with the chair, but I'm going to make it my diva moment as well because I think it is a little diva because she kind of knows at this point how to work the chair. But
when she spun, I know what you're talking about.
And she grabbed that chair on her spin, and then she just kind of looked around like, who's going to grab this chair from me? That was my diva moment just because I loved it. I love watching Abby in this chair. Like, I know it's such a sad reason why she's in the chair, but she makes that chair her own and she works that chair.
She's working it. Yeah, I agree. It's like, so there was one point earlier on in the season when she was like dancing in it too. And I was like, dang.
I know Tony, who has been on the panel previously, said that he loves when Abby leans back and she's just lying down.
Yeah, and is watching and critiquing
and
from there,
the lying down sex. I mean, if you have to be in a chair, you might as well figure out ways to make it useful for you,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So that was our diva moment. Again, like I said, go ahead, let us know in the comments what your diva moment of the episode was. Let's get into some news and gossip. So we do have a few things this week. One with JoJo being on the episode. So this was her little bit of a return, and she did kind of tell 17 that she today it came out that she was going to be on the episode. But with that, she does have a brand new music video that came out, and it is featuring the girls from ALDC in it. So check out that video. That's really cool of her to do, I think, to kind of bring these girls in and make... That's always a nice thing. It always is like a... Okay, it's all worth it. We get to do the fun stuff as well.
Exactly. They've been through so many experiences together, like through the same experiences like as each other. It's cool to include them in that family.
Yeah, so go ahead, check out JoJo's new music video with all the girls of the ALDC in it. And also, we have some news about Savannah, who the girl, I forgot her name earlier. I'm sorry about that. But that is the girl who did abandon, as we put in air quotes, the ALDC. And it looks like she actually did leave and not say anything. And she is still dancing. You can see on her Instagram, if you go to it, it's Savannah, spelled S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H, Kristich, K-R-I-S-T-I-C-H. If you go to her Instagram, you can see videos and pictures of her dancing and still competing in competitions. So she's still doing her thing. She's just not doing it with the ALDC. And then the last bit we have is that Abby did get her knee replacement surgery. She's talked to Survivor Net about how she has been putting off this knee surgery for about 7 to 8 years. You know, she obviously went through her other surgery earlier this year for her spine, but she now felt better enough that she wanted to get this done. So she did get it done. You can see on her Instagram a little video she made while at the hospital, just in true Abby fashion. She said it was always one episode, one more season, another special. Oh, we have nationals. And she said that the time has come and hopefully my doctor is not going to just put another knee in, maybe a robotic supersonic knee. So I hope you got your supersonic knee, Abby, because that would be pretty awesome.
Fingers crossed.
So yeah, so that is the news and gossip we had for you guys today. And we'll probably be bringing you more news and gossip every week as we do the show. Let's get into our predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I always like to take this time as the music's going to like really think about what I think is going to happen. I feel like I'm so in the immediate episode, I need to think about it. So what are your predictions? What are we going to see next week?
Well, I think that Brady's going to stay. I don't think there's any question that he won't be there. I think he's probably there for good now. And I also think that the Stacey and Yolanda drama is going to come to a head tomorrow or next week, in my opinion. I don't think that they can have that storyline going for too much longer, as you said earlier.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Brady's definitely back. I do think that Abby will not say that Brady is the reason they lost. She will not admit to that. And I'm not saying admit because I don't think he is the reason they lost, but I'm assuming the other moms will. The other moms would be like, well, he's the other factor. We won last week without him, and now he's back, and we lost. She'll blame it on something. I'm not sure what yet, but she'll blame it on something. And I think, you know, we saw in the previews that something huge with Sarah's mom, that she kind of yells at Abby, then we hear the police sirens. I don't know if those two are really correlated. I think that you're right. Yolanda and Stacy might come to the all-out beef battle. Maybe that's why the police were called.
Maybe so.
I'm not sure. I do think that they'll keep Yolanda around at least for a little bit, because she is a little drama, and the show does not exist without the drama.
Yeah.
And she does seem to bring in the most drama for the most people.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So we'll find out where the drama all is, what else is going to happen with this team, with these girls, with these moms, with Abby in future episodes. Thank you guys so much for joining in with us today to talk about this episode. And we can find you guys online, and you can find us online to keep chatting about this show. Do you want to let them know where they can find you?
Yeah, sure. My Instagram is Sarah with an H, double underscore D-U-R-H-A-M. So check me out there, or on Facebook, same name.
Perfect. And you guys can find me at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find us back here next week to talk some more Dance Moms. Until then, we'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.